And the familiar sounds of movie themes, and that must mean it's time for Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair. I'm sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan Theater, and he is also the CEO. Russ Collins is here for a pre-holiday Cinema Chat. How are you doing?
Good, good. Yes, it's award season. It's holiday release time. It is a busy time in the movie.
With as much as Hollywood celebrates itself, it's always holiday season.
Well, this is extremely intense for viewers and for outlets for cinema. But the Golden Globes were announced, and lots to talk about. We're going to condense it quite a bit. The Golden Globes have two kinds of best pictures, drama and musical comedy. So the nominations for drama were Hacksaw Ridge, mm-hmm. Which was the Mel Gibson film, Hell or High Water, which was an odd Western that was released in the fall, Lion, which is yet to be released in our market. It's about a young Indian boy who gets literally lost in India. He's left on a train by accident and literally ends up being adopted. A very compelling story, great performances. Manchester by the Sea, which is currently playing at the Michigan Theater.
Getting rave reviews, right?
Wonderful. And Moonlight as well, which is currently playing at the Michigan Theater. So those were the dramas. The musical comedies are 20th Century Woman, which again is yet to be released in our market. Deadpool.
Really?
Which was a superhero comedy that was released this summer.
Interesting.
Florence Foster Jenkins, which was a really wonderful film with Meryl Streep and Hugh Grant, who were both nominated for awards. La La Land, which is coming out Christmas in our market, and Sing Street, which we played earlier this year. It was a British film by the guy who did Once, and really overlooked, but a great film. And so La La Land got the most nominations. It got 7 nominations, but right behind that was Moonlight with 6 nominations. So for director and actors, and those were the other nominations besides Best Picture. And Manchester by the Sea got 5 nominations. Now, of course, there were many films that were included. Golden Globes also cover television, but there were also many things that were ignored. One of the surprises was Martin Scorsese's film Silence, which
right.
was being released right now or on the 23rd of December, which is a film about some priests that were tortured and killed in Japan in the 18th century as they were trying to do missionary work there. And he got it out very, very late for preview screenings, and that's probably why it didn't end up in this set of award nominations.
I was kind of surprised at the omission of Tom Hanks in the Best Actor category for his portrayal of Sully.
Right, and Clint Eastwood was another person that was left out. So the senior crew of Hollywood kind of got left out. Martin Scorsese, Clint Eastwood, Warren Beatty, his film Rules Don't Apply also didn't get nominated for anything in the Golden Globes.
Well, I hope it was just a matter of opinion and certainly not ageism.
Well, Nate Parker's film Birth of a Nation, which premiered at Sundance and had a lot of buzz in it, and then it ran into a buzzsaw of a publicity difficulty, didn't get any nominations as well, which isn't a surprise at this point, but certainly would have been a surprise back in July when people were talking so enthusiastically about the film.
Hey, I know there's a very special event taking place, a one-night-only event at the Michigan Theater tonight.
And it's free. So if
that's even better, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. Well, NPR listeners are usually are frequently fans of PBS, and last year PBS ended their run of Downton Abbey, which usually played in January, February of the year. And this year, in that time slot, in that Sunday, January, February time slot, they have a new piece called Victoria, which is a fiction film based on a real person, Queen Victoria of England, who was the second longest reigning monarch after Queen
right.
Elizabeth, but very formative at a time when England was at its supreme power as a world force.
Well, it certainly has that Downton Abbey buzz about it.
Absolutely. So this is going to be tonight at 7:30, free. You just have to show up at the Michigan Theater.
And you can watch it before it actually airs.
Absolutely. So we're very, very grateful to Detroit Public Television and to our sponsors who allowed this to take place.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins, the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. And
you're very excited about the next film we're going to talk about.
It is ending my year in the worst way possible. I cannot believe they're doing it again. It is very personal. The entire franchise is now directed at making my life miserable.
Yes, it is. And they're succeeding magnificently. So Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, is actually a takeoff on the Star Wars. So it's a new trilogy, which is very exciting to many people, but not to you. And the film's actually
I'm definitely in the minority.
Very good reviews. So
also anyway, some of the others.
Yes, some of the others have gotten good reviews. But this being a spinoff, so it's not part of the original 9-part series.
Now somebody tried to tell me, listen, think of it in this context. It's really just a Western being played out in space.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what it is.
If I want to see a Western, I'll watch a Western.
Yeah.
Well, I need space.
Well, you know, they don't have laser guns in Western. So anyway, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story is opening today. And the reviews are pretty good on it. Collateral Beauty was actually a passion piece that Will Smith did. And Helen Mirren and Edward Norton are
an amazing
some of the other
cast
stars
that didn't seem to pull it all together.
Yeah, and it's gotten very bad reviews. 24% positive reviews.
Right.
And it's a metaphorical movie, so the Will Smith character is having lots of trouble in life, and he writes letters to these metaphors of love, time, and death. And metaphorical characters of love, time, and death come and visit him in kind of a Charles Dickensian way, set in a modern context, of course. So anyway, Collateral Beauty is not doing that well with reviewers, but Will Smith is always a compelling performer.
And there's a really cool movie coming out that was filmed right around here. We'll see a lot of landmarks and stuff from the Detroit area, right?
Yeah, there's the two films that we're opening this weekend, The Pickle Recipe and Jackie. Now, Jackie opens next Tuesday, so The Pickle Recipe opens tomorrow.
Which is about Jackie Kennedy.
That's right. And The Pickle Recipe is a locally made film that stars David Paymer, who actually is a well-known character actor.
Yeah, as soon as you see his face, you'll know him. And he's excellent.
He's great. And Lynn Cohen is the woman with The Pickle Recipe. But this is about a guy played by John Doerr, who is he's the undisputed DJ of Detroit parties,
right.
And his sound equipment gets destroyed in a fire, and he's in really bad shape because his daughter's bat mitzvah is coming up, and he doesn't have any way to celebrate that.
Boy.
His uncle, played by David Paymer, who's not exactly a savory character, induces him to go get the pickle recipe from his grandmother, played by Lynn Cohen, and comedy ensues in every possible way. So the crabby old lady is not going to give up her pickle recipe. She makes these pickles for a deli in Detroit that is coveted by the entire community, and according to the community, the entire world. These pickles are so good. So The Pickle Recipe opens on Friday.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun movie. You know?
It had a really successful run at the Maple Theater, so go check it out. And members of the cast and the director are going to be at the 4 and 7 o'clock screenings
nice. All
this weekend, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So go check
Very
that
nice.
Out.
Very nice. Now, there's been a lot of movies about Jackie Kennedy, but I'm hearing particularly strong reviews and on the take that this film presents, this new movie, Jackie.
Yeah, I actually got to see this one, and it is spectacular.
Natalie Portman plays Jackie. And is amazing.
She's expected to get all of the, award nominations. She got a Golden Globe nomination.
Right.
Her performance is great. And it's about the period immediately after the assassination of President Kennedy and her working through, what to do, what the right thing to do was.
Family grief, national grief.
And also how to secure his legacy.
Right, right.
It's a very, very interesting film. And it's kind of Manchester by the Sea is the other film that we're doing. And that character suffers a devastating loss, and then he has to deal with it. And so the kind of male and female way of dealing with grief is a really
very
interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah,
and if you haven't seen Moonlight, go check it out. And The Eagle Huntress is a film that is going to get a lot of nominations with documentary. So go check it out.
There's a lot of movie options. We hope you'll take at least a couple of them. I'm David Fair, and for Russ Collins, we thank you for listening to another edition of Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from your favorite award season movie theater.